Welcome, it's Body Bhaksha here, and I'm going to be guiding you through a period of cultivating upekkha for a person we find difficult. Upekkha is often thought of as a state of calm withdrawal, but in terms of it being a brahmavihara, that is, a practice of love, I see it as the way that we create calm rather than, say, resentment, in order that we can be more loving. And there are many ways to do this, but the particular approach today is we're focusing on the fact that this person we find difficult has the potential for enlightenment, for awakening. So we're looking, as it were, beneath the relatively superficial and conditioned things about them that we react to. So we'll begin just by arriving in this moment, arriving in our bodies, arriving with soft, kind eyes. Soft eyes, so that our attention is open and receptive. Kind eyes, so that we meet everything in our experience with warmth, tenderness, an open heart. Just knowing as you sit here that you are a feeling being. That's what you're observing right now. A being who feels and who longs for peace and happiness. That peace and happiness cannot be fulfilled until you've found awakening, enlightenment. And as you call to mind someone that you have conflict with, knowing that they are exactly the same as you. Their sufferings and joys are just as real to them as yours are to you. Just like you, they long to be free from suffering. They long to find peace and joy. And that's not going to reliably happen for them unless they find spiritual awakening, enlightenment. So if we want anyone to be truly happy, to be free from suffering, logically, we should wish that they become enlightened. So, observing this person with warmth and with a supportive attitude, and even with a sense, perhaps, of reverence, knowing that this person can become awakened. We encourage them along the way. May you accept the arising and passing of things. May you abide in equanimity, free from attachment or aversion. May you know the deep peace of awakening. I'll just say those suggested phrases again. May you accept the arising and passing of things. May you abide in equanimity, free from attachment or aversion. May you know the deep peace of awakening. So just sitting, bearing this person warmly in mind, and expressing your support with those words. And now, letting go of saying those phrases, letting the image of this person fade from the mind. And just coming back into a restful appreciation of your own being. This body. This heart. This mind. These perceptions of the world surrounding us. The space, the sound, the light, the physical contact that the body is making with our surroundings. In your own time, allowing the eyes to gently open so that you can bring into the world this attitude of reverence. Knowing that any being you may encounter is a potential awakened being.